Yes, welcome to Sdeke Podcast, the student edition with the man, the smart, Lizzy. So, Mr. Lizzy, welcome to this episode of Sdeke.
Oh, yes, no, thank you so much. I'm Mr. Elijah. I must thank Mr. Ben, obviously, for being invited to share in and enlighten you guys about who I am, what I study. And yeah, it's an honor altogether. It's a privilege and I'm grateful.
Awesome, sir. Just to get the ball rolling, can you start off by telling us a bit about yourself, what you do, what you're all about?
Okay, definitely. It's first worth noting that my name obviously is Lizwi Mneno. I'm a Xhosa guy. Yeah. So I am a student, a second year student in the University of the Western Cape, studying the BCom General, Bachelor of Commerce General degree. The mainstream course, which is 3 years. I'm a guy, I consider myself to be a friendly guy. I'm with plenty of interests because I'm very much involved into student politics. Mm-hmm. I'm actually a student activist, chairperson of the Democratic Alliance Student Organization. I play a lot of sports, which is football. I represented the Res League team last year. I did some boxing. Not too many pleasant memories there. But yeah, no, those are just a few things. I'm interested in chess and all of that, man, altogether. I'm an active person. I'm an outgoing, ambitious guy. That's who Lizwi is. And just to tell you a bit about my background, obviously, I was born in the Eastern Cape, Umbu, on my father's side. Grew up in KZN with my grandmother. In the South Coast, Port Shepstone, Margate area. And then finally, my parents, they work and live in Johannesburg. So I've been in and around the entirety of South Africa and finding myself here in a new environment in the Western Cape.
Yes, sir. Awesome, awesome. You tend to be someone who's very multi-talented, eh?
I'd say so, eh?
I think... For now, we're going to focus on your studies, but we will get to the boxing and the politics later on, right?
Yes, sir.
You mentioned that you're studying BCom General.
Yes.
Could you kindly share with us what sparked the interest to study that course?
Yes, the BCom General degree, obviously it's in its name. It's affiliated with business, anything to do with business. It is a broad degree. It provides us with all the necessary skills, including accounting to information systems, to all of that. But what really sparked the interest, I'd have to say, is my uncle, who is arguably the breadwinner of the family. My uncle didn't necessarily do a BCom degree, but he had an architecture degree. But he was very different to his peers because his peers got the degree and were like, okay, we have the piece of paper, but now what do we do with this thing? There's no jobs in South Africa. And my uncle's like, no, man, you know what? I have a school. Let me actually start my own business. And now watching, obviously, him, his business grow by the year and him succeeding and leading the family through his entrepreneurial skills, that's what motivated me to, obviously, seek the entrepreneurial skills in the BCom degree. That's what sparked the interest.
With your experience, your second year, right?
Yes, second year.
So far with your experience, how can you explain what your course is all about to a regular Joe?
I can do my best, of course. I don't have it all covered. But the BCom General degree really consists of modules, which, like I said, are business related, but it's very broad, like I told you. Just to give you a few examples, it branches into BCom accounting, straight into the account, the financial accounting, accounting management, the economic side, the computer side, which is information systems and all of that. So really, a BCom degree is really one that equips you with skills, practical skills, actually. As much as one student might think you're just going to study to redo what you did in matric, like business studies. No, it's really not. It gives you practical skills. Business skills that you can apply in the workplace. That's simply all it does, I would say.
Awesome. So what are the high school subjects required for you to study this course?
I'm genuinely not too sure, but it's really maths and English. It doesn't necessarily have a strict requirement with business studies. and all that, because I have a lot of friends, including myself, who did science mm-hmm. in high school. So it's a pretty much free entry for as many people. If you're just interested in business, if you know you have the patience yeah. and the interest for the business world, it's for you. There's no real requirements.
Awesome. So far, what are the subjects that one should look out for based on the current 2 years that you have been studying?
I'm not sure if I'm getting this question right. Like the subjects I should look out for, which I did in high school.
Let's say someone who is first year, or let's say someone's in grade 12 and wants to study your course, the same course as you.
Oh, yes.
What should they look out for if they're first year?
No, definitely. I'd say work on your, or strengthen in on your accounting and mm-hmm. accounting, mathematics, and what's this? Business studies.
Yeah.
Yes. Those subjects are very advantageous for a regular BCom student. Because mm-hmm. with them, you like enter the degree with a solid foundation.
Yeah.
Without them, we tend to struggle. So hence why I'm saying maths is very important, because yes. I came into varsity thinking that maths is arts, it's done with, it will leave me alone. Mm-hmm. Just to realize that I have a module called quantitative skills for commerce, which is maths. So yes, your maths skills have to be there. So it's business studies, because you learn everything with that subject with regards to the business and accounting, of course.
Earlier on, you mentioned being involved in quite a lot of things, right?
Yes, sir.
Could you mention some of those extracurricular activities that you are involved in and you're currently pursuing?
The first one, which is what actually makes me stand out really, has to be me being a student activist, politics.
Mm-hmm.
Another one, which I'd have to say, is football, soccer. Mm-hmm. That's a skill, or rather a talent, mm-hmm. that I've, or a passion, in fact, let me say passion, which I've had since my childhood, you get me.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one really is boxing, which I've been involved in UWC boxing. I was blessed to represent one amateur professional match. And
wow.
Yeah, the rest is history. The rest is history. But yeah, the one that makes me stand out again, student politics.
Yeah.
That's me. I'm just obviously branching out to the entire university.
Yeah.
I'm letting them know what I believe politics should be. What obviously trying to reach out to as many students who will obviously relate to a vision that I'm obviously selling, let me say. And I hope it will obviously give me the necessary skills to get into the political space nationally.
Awesome. Yes. Awesome. And how do you balance that, the politics and your schoolwork?
That's a really tough one. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's one not that I necessarily struggle with, but it's obviously knowing what is priority, what comes first. Books come first, and they go hand in hand, first of all, because mm-hmm. in our institution there's actually rules for you to be actually involved into politics, or at least represent SRC and CHC.
Yeah.
You need to achieve a minimum of like 60%. So it's a matter of, I can't just take one and leave the other. No. So
yeah.
At the end of the day, I'm forced to balance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's another thing. It's one thing that I love doing, you know. Politics is one of those things which makes me wake up in the morning with a smile on my face. So it's not really much of a hassle trying to balance.
What are the requirements to join a political party on campus, or be part of that UWC, pardon me, football team or boxing team?
No, university actually provides students with a variety of options with regards to extramural activities. You can do it obviously at a casual basis,
mm-hmm.
and obviously to a professional level, which obviously has more requirements. So for you to get into boxing,
mm-hmm.
And football, you can really, it's really up to you how much you want to put in, whether you want to be a professional or you want to do this thing casually. So with that, it's genuinely up to how much you're willing to give and how much hard work you want to put in. But mm-hmm. there's no real criteria for you to get into it. But with regards to politics, it's really commitment over there, because at the end of the day, politics, it's not just an extramural activity, but really it is dealing with the livelihoods of people. So when you're going to commit yourself to such an industry, you need to give 100%. So to get into such, you just obviously request memberships for which branch which you want to associate yourself with, and which one will obviously resonate with who you are and what you believe in. So yeah, with to get into politics, it's really about how much you're also willing to give or how much you have to give. And yeah, obviously it comes with a little bit of money, 10 rand memberships.
Yeah. 10 rand memberships. Now my question, next question is that, I don't know how to phrase this, but I think I've spoken to you early on, we had a chat about this, where the involvement of young people in politics, I'm just going to stick on politics. Mm-hmm. I know that in South Africa, one of the issues that we are having, as I was reading a post by one of the IEC managers or leaders, say that the problem we're having in South Africa is that young people do not want to vote. And the elections this year.
Definitely.
And you being involved in politics, what encouragement would you have for people who don't see the need to vote this year?
This is actually one which we as DASO, the Democratic Langston Organization, want to obviously take on.
Yes.
Because one thing people do not understand is that as much as you may not be interested in politics, politics is very much interested in you. That's a big thing, eh? Because as a student, politics will determine whether you will get a res in time or whether 100%. You won't. It will determine whether you are registered in time, whether you won't. It will determine whether the curriculum proceeds, whether you are homeless or whatever, you know. Politics has an impact. And as a citizen of South Africa, politics will determine whether we have load shedding for the next few years or not. It will determine whether you have water shedding. It will determine whether service delivery is conducted in your area. So as the youth, unfortunately, again, like I told you, I also said to you, I want to necessarily inspire a different culture of politics.
Yeah.
People tend to, especially the youth I know, they divorce themselves from politics because of what they see on TV. They only see it as theater. They see it as people, chances, you know. We are so used to having corrupt leaders out there who do not care about people, who do not care about the people whom they promise to serve. And now people are like, what's the point of getting involved? You know, once you get in that industry, you need to prepare to be corrupt yourself.
Yeah.
So obviously the message I'd have for the youth is that really these people are powerless without us. We really need to start taking power into our own hands.
Yeah.
And because our vote actually determines whether they are in the seats they currently occupy or not. So politics is very important. I cannot understate that. It really determines how your life is going to be shaped, what condition it shapes, the environment in which you're going to grow up, whether you're going to have it easy or hard in the near future for yourself, for the brother next to you, for your neighbor, for whoever's involved in your life.
Networking. I know that the fact that you're involved in so many things, you have created relationships with people that you can look back to and say, wow, this has helped me. How has that networking with people? Okay, do you have examples of relationships that you have created since you started last year that has been beneficial for you till now?
Yes. You're definitely. That's actually one thing I want to share about. Because relationships actually are what gets me through and gets everyone through whatever they're going through. There's a saying, umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu. You get me. I am because you are, because they are. So relationships really put me through a situation, because I wouldn't be here if it was, firstly, wasn't for the church that I am in, which is Intentional Church.
Yeah.
I would have not seen the need to be involved into politics until I was put in such a position. Obviously being led by Minister Nondo, one of the ladies who was there at the time. Pastor Gift, obviously Pastor Mto was the head of the entire church, all of that.
Shout out.
So yes, I'm very grateful to the church that obviously built such characteristics in me. But it also goes to obviously for the friends that I am with, who are involved into politics. The funniest thing that I have recently experience that I've had in politics is that as much as we are all different, we all have different beliefs in politics. Example, I'm in the DA and and there's this other guy in EFF. These people actually, we meet each other at a personal level, you know. They understand my convictions. They do not necessarily agree to everything, but they realize that the human comes first in everything.
100%.
So definitely relationships are what pushes me, pushes everyone to get through. And yeah, I've met quite a lot of people, influential people within the organization that I'm affiliated with. Just last year, I was in Congress. I was blessed to meet a counselor, Counselor Kyle Coles, who's actually one of the local counselors. Counselor Alex, who's currently helping me. I was happy to not necessarily speak to, but meet the federal leader, President John Steenhuisen in the Congress. And as well, take a picture with the Western Cape Premier, Alan Wende. So the networking is there, the relationships are there, and these people are obviously building and helping me become the finished product.
Being involved in so many good things, big things, and then at the same time, being a student, what is the routine that has been keeping you going? Like, I know others study, they would say, I wake up at 5 o'clock, that's when I study. I do this, but you're involved in so many things. What has been your secret?
The first, I'm not gonna lie and say last year was easy, because last year I did anything and everything under the sun and it just was not working. It was not working. But really, it was obviously, like I said, knowing what to do first. It was just me starting my day. I'm waking up early in the morning, attending classes and lectures, doing what needs to be done.
Yeah.
Coming back home, sleeping, getting up, let's say around 8 o'clock. From 8 to 12, we try to push the library. And then from 12, we go back home and sleep. Okay, eat, then sleep.
Yeah.
I don't know how healthy that was, but yeah. So long story short, no, man, it is obviously knowing what to prioritize first. Yes, I'm involved in a lot of things, but yeah, we're just pushing. I don't know how, but we're pushing.
And we are pushing and we are winning.
Yes, 100%, sir. 100%, sir.
What advice would you have for the your younger self? Let's say we go back down memory lane to when you're in grade 9.
Actually, this is an important question. I never was expecting this at all. But yeah, the story of me in grade 9 and to who I am right now, we like totally different people. Because back in the day, I was an introvert.
Wow.
Never would you see me trying to speak in public spaces. Wow. Or else I was shy as heck and all of that. So long story short, one message that I'd say to him is that, brother man, anything is possible. Just express yourself. Don't let what you think of yourself get in the way, because the future is bright and you are... I have a brighter future, I believe.
100%.
And with you, with where you are, just express yourself. Don't let the negative energy hold you back, and just keep pushing.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. That's bars. Those are bars. Yes. I love it.
Honored, honored.
The next question, you're welcome to break it out, right?
All right.
I want to know your career goals, both academic.
Oh, yes.
Political.
Yes, sir.
What are your goals for the next 5 years or 10 years or 20 years?
Okay. I would say the next 10 years is really determined by the course that I'm studying, Become General.
Yeah.
Because I want to occupy the business space first. I believe it is very important that I build my personal wealth first, before trying to occupy the political space. Because I do believe that is the biggest cause of corruption in the political space. Because, you know, one thing my uncle usually says, like, our politicians are people about fresh off Mzabalazo. You know, they are fresh off the apartheid struggle.
Yeah,
so now they're not used to having so much money and resources at their disposal, hence why they are stealing it.
Yeah.
And yeah. So the next 10 to something years, it's me really pushing the academic side of me. trying to create that $1 million business model. I don't know what it is yet. I don't have it figured out. But again, I actually am already involved in entrepreneurial stuff. Oh yeah, one thing I forgot mentioning is that I'm a graduate for a CETA-like program, which is the STEP program, Student Training for Entrepreneurship Promotion and Sustainability program.
Wow.
Yeah, so right now I'm involved with a group of people, five of us. We started a student transportation business model. So I'm going to try to push that, of course, and other business ventures, and let's see how far that gets me. And then in the next 20 years, that's where I shift into politics, because I want to be very much involved into politics.
Yeah.
Like I said, I want to bring about a culture. I want people to actually understand what politics are. It's not the theater you see on TV, but it's actually about governing people. It's actually about using the resources we are given to help people build their futures.
Yeah.
So the best case scenario is becoming the president of South Africa. It is rather ambitious, but let's see what God obviously has planned for me. So,
we are rooting for you all the way, sir. All the way.
Yes, sir. Amandlanga wethu.
Away too.
Yes, sir.
I think now this is the last question, because you are not just a student, but you're really making student life sound very fun.
Oh, yes.
Fun. And I love that. And there's that hunger, the eagerness for me to want to study or either study what you're studying, because you're not just stuck in your books, but you get involved in other things. But then your university as well, as you said earlier on, has facilities that allows you to get involved in those things. So what advice would you have for someone who wants to leave the province or is in the Western Cape, but wants to study at UWC and your course as well?
Oh, yes.
In particular.
First of all, the University of the Western Cape is a beautiful institution, I'd genuinely say. It looks good in media, and believe me, it's better physically. It's better physically. Yeah. I would genuinely say just go into university, or any university for that fact, which you feel is best. But really, it's about, again, knowing what comes first, knowing what you're there for. That's the one thing my grandmother would always stress me about. It's like, Lizwi, you're involved in everything. But ukhumbule lento izelapho, remember what you're there for, and that's academic. So, yes, for any student going to any university, I'd say one thing that I actually learned, the best quote that I use till today, it's go to university to acquire an education, not academics. You see, that one hit me. And I'd actually shout out to Wonga, Mr. Wonga, who's served a mentor.
Shout out, Mr. Wonga.
So yeah, he was like, university, yes, you're here for academics and all of that. Mm. But really, if you do not apply yourself to what you are learning
100%.
Best in the course that you're doing, and obviously in your personal life, you're really wasting your time coming to university. So hence why I'm involved in a lot of things, because I'm trying to discover who Lizwi is. Mm-hmm. Like I told you back in the day, I was an introvert, so I never had the chance or the time or the people, arguably, to actually help me explain who I am. And now obviously being exposed to different people, it provides me the opportunity to, yes, obviously play different roles in different people's lives. Like I said, it does not only how can I say, apply to kindness or anything, but really it applies to my self-discovery in the institutional level by meeting new people on the daily and doing my best to serve and play a certain role in their lives. So yeah, university can be fun. It can be fun, but at the end of the day, it's difficult. Yes.
So awesome, sir, Mr. Lizwi. I really enjoyed having you here, and you've been a mouthful. And not to forget, you have been a blessing. I have learned quite a lot. I just want to say thank you first for honoring this call for you to come here, because I know I've been trying to get you since last year, but time didn't permit us. But you're here, and we spend the time together.
Yes.
And yeah, thank you so much, sir.
Yes or no? The honor, the pleasure is actually mine, actually. I'm just glad to have been given this opportunity once again, and I'm forever grateful and blessed.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So we're going to sign out and say peace.
Peace out.